Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with attorney Eric Bland. He's the attorney for the family of Stephen Smith. Stephen, the young man who died several years ago near the estate of Alex Murtaugh. Of course, there's been rumors, there's been accusations, there's been all sorts of speculation about what exactly happened. Is this a cover-up? What went wrong? And the investigation is in full force this summer. Are they looking at the possibility, are you looking at the possibility of this being not quite a hit and run, but had, almost as you had mentioned, being struck by a mirror, being struck by a bat out of a car, something like that, where he was on the road or somewhere near for whatever reason. And that would explain more so why he was in the state that he was in because of a blunt force object, not a vehicle barreling at him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a straightforward guy.
Yeah.
I can admit when I may have been wrong. When I initially got involved, I thought he was killed somewhere else and dropped on the road.
Sure.
It, you know, his car broke down, supposedly ran out of gas, opened the gas cap, left his wallet in the car. A reasonable interpretation could be he was killed there. Mm-hmm. And then dropped in the middle of the road to make it look like it was a hit and run. So I may have been wrong on that. The second autopsy, I can't discuss really the results because of an ongoing investigation at the request of both the AG's office and Chief Keel.
Sure.
But they were able to do a full autopsy, even though the vault had cracked and their water had infiltrated the vault and infiltrated the coffin. They were able to reach conclusions. One of the main conclusions that they reached was Stephen's head showed multiple fractures. Mm-hmm. So not somebody standing over him with a baseball bat and hitting him, because then you would have an indentation in your head.
Okay.
But there were multiple fractures. He did have a little road rash, no defensive wounds. So that was a surprise, because if he was, you know, if somebody's trying to murder him, he would put his hands up or fight or whatever, DNA under his fingernails. None of that really. So, you know, I think the conclusion is going to be that he died in or about where his body was found.
Okay.
Now it's going to be, how did he die? The autopsy isn't going to be able to answer that. Only humans who provide testimony or accident reconstruction people can utilize what was found in the autopsy and then kind of work backwards and come up with a theory on how Stephen died.
But I know you can't go into the details of the autopsy, but can you say that they found new information or found things that maybe were missed in the initial autopsy that,
yes,
whether or not had anything to do with this, but just things that were a little different.
Right. So, you know, pathologists are humans.
Sure.
And so a body's brought to them, and in theory, they're supposed to start from scratch. But you can't help but being infected by facts. And Aaron Presnell, the original pathologist, did it, you know, a thorough job in her mind for what was brought to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe she proceeded, because Highway Department brought it to her, that, hey, this was a vehicular accident, and it's consistent with being hit by a car. Even though Thomas Moore, the state highway patrol officer, was a big advocate that this did not happen the way she concluded, it's foreseeable, and I don't fault her for her conclusions. Now, with the expiration of time and more information learned, you look back on it and you say, well, there may be other reasons why, because at the time Stephen died, you know, the Murtaugh name was at its pinnacle. Mm-hmm. There wasn't Mallory Beach's death. You didn't have Maggie and Paul being killed. You didn't have Alex stealing $10 million. You didn't have Gloria Satterfield's death. You know, there's five bodies that have died around the Murdahls, including Stephen. So in 2015, Stephen's isolated. He's the first and only one. But now in 2023, you look back and you say, man, five dead bodies in front of this family. You know, should we look at this differently? Mm-hmm. And that's what's being done.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.